If it's too late to worry, and you're too...
GCN, are you there? Okay, there they are. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the second hour of the program, we go to your phone calls about anything. If we get a chance, Wayne, you've got a story I definitely want to get to about how politicians are like psychopaths. Is that right?
Yes.
We'll get to that. But we've got to go to your calls first. And ladies first, specifically, Pam is in Wisconsin. Pam, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Pam, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to mention a book that's out called Straw Man Burnus, and I know Alex Jones has mentioned the straw man laws on his radio show. But there's a book called Straw Man Burnus. You can get it at Lulu.com, written by Ryan Leonard Golightly Marshall. It tells people how to get out of their mortgages and car notes and credit cards.
So legally, how to get out of their mortgages, what do you mean by that?
Maritime laws.
Wait, when you say get out of their mortgages, what do you mean by that?
Legally, you can do that. There's a 20-page document. So you can, it's in the back of the book, and you can download the book to get the actual page size.
So let me see, bankruptcy?
No.
Just words.
Because realistically, the Federal Reserve, as you well know, and the fiat currency is an illegal method of lending people money.
And they are
using it for their own purposes.
I agree with that, but it's legal.
But if you look at the book, it's phenomenal, because it does show you the maritime and animal shea laws, how they have influenced the lending practices of the...
Let me see if I can go out and speculate for a moment here, Pam, on what it is the approach is, and you can tell me where I'm where I've got it wrong. And this is just based on some things I've heard in the past from callers like you. The speculation is that basically you write a few magic words down on the bill that you get, like accepted for value, and they're all of a sudden going to just wipe away the debt. They'll just go ahead and cancel it all out, and you get to keep your house and keep your car and all of that, and it just makes it all go away. It's like magic, right?
Well, because they took out against our birth certificates and our social security cards, they took out loans and used it as collateral.
Have you done this?
It's illegal to do that, and they did that. That's how they, went for years in this country from 1933 onward to use the fiat currency financing.
Pam, have you done this this particular...
I'm going to be doing that actually next week. I've got a friend who's an attorney, and I'm going to be going ahead with this.
Okay, let us know how it goes, please.
Yeah, please give us a call back and clue us in, because we've had people calling and telling us this over the years, and it's never panned out.
No one's ever called and said, hey, it was no problem at all, and my credit looks great.
No one has ever,
on the Alex Jones show, they do talk about the straw man's laws, and
another radio show. It doesn't matter to me. Anybody can talk about what they want to talk about, Pam.
This is still Dennis's GCN network, so that you're kind of affiliated with Alex Jones. I mean, the whole corporate thing.
We're only affiliated in that he appears on the same radio network we're on. We have nothing. That'd be like saying that one talk show host is affiliated with another talk show host because they happen to be in the same company. I've never met Alex. I don't have a problem with him. He seems like he's a nice guy. I like his coverage of the police state and all that. But all of the talk that people have been uttering over the years on Free Talk Live about the so-called straw man, I've never really seen any conclusive success stories about people being able to do these things, nor would I suggest that they do either, because it seems pretty dangerous. The whole idea of you got into an agreement with the bank where you said you were going to pay them a certain amount of these funny money Federal Reserve notes every single month, and now you're trying to back out of that deal, and I find it I realize that the money is fiat. But
I've heard that too, but here's the whole problem, and I've seen this happen in the past. Is this might be perfectly legal, this might be perfectly valid. However, it doesn't mean they're going to let you do it, because the rule of law in this country, if you have a notice, is going down the toilet. So what makes you think they're going to follow the law in the court?
Well, she heard someone on the radio talk about it.
What they've abandoned with is the common law, and the common law is what they're supposed to be going by.
Well, not if you're in an admiralty court.
Well, as you must realize, at this point, judges can rule independent of any common law, and they can put in, you know, they can prosecute people differently, sentence people differently.
Well, they can. But if they do something like that, if they do something that bold, they're not going to get any promotions. They're not going to become a federal judge. They're not going to be appointed to a higher...
That's how the system works, though. The more corrupt they are, the more successful they are.
So, Pam, what are you going to try to get out of? What loan are you going to try to escape from?
Oh, probably my mortgage.
So you have a house, you've got a mortgage on a house, and you're going to try to get out from that and actually keep the house when all is said and done without having to pay one more mortgage payment. Is that correct?
Right. Well, if you realize the Illuminati's do this all the time, and they have the Jesuit orders who work within the banking system.
I don't realize any of that. It sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook.
For them all the time.
Somebody's blown a lot of smoke right up here behind, lady.
Well, is it, they do.
This
yeah,
is the same
do.
Woman that believes that Jesus is alive and in Australia.
Wait a second, Pam. I thought it was, is it the global Catholic bankers?
That's part of it, yes. Mm-hmm.
You go.
No, that's a Jesuit. just the Jesuits.
Well, that's
right?
The shadow government. The shadow government is headed by the Vatican and the Talmudic Jews.
All right, we're going off the deep end here, Pam.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You want to dwell in darkness,
or do you want to go to the light?
I've got to hear this.
Have you ever been contacted by the Nords?
Why the truth?
What do you want to hear, Mark?
The truth is to go to the light. If you can't tell the truth consistently.
What do the Talmudic Jews have to do with the
Vatican? I'm not talking about Jews overall. I'm talking about Talmudic Jews.
Talmudic Jews. What do the Talmudic Jews, that's the Ashkenazi Jews, the white ones, right?
Right.
What do white Jews have to do with the Vatican?
No, it doesn't mean necessarily white or whatever. They're connected.
They look white.
They run the shadow government. They run the world.
The Vatican. What do they have to do with the Vatican? I thought those people were Catholics. Please tell me the connection.
There is a connection. If you know about the symbology that it goes throughout all the organized religions, there's a connection over all of it.
But you know, there's a higher group above them.
I can certainly email something to you if you'd like me to.
Why don't you give out your email for Pam?
Pam, there's a lot of evidence now of alien involvement with these elitists, you know.
Well, aliens are bullshit.
She has done that twice now. Naughty, naughty Pam. She's supposed to be so religious, too. 800-259-9231.
She calls them like she sees them, man.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So Pam is going to try to do the magical hocus-pocus thing with her loans.
Not a good idea.
Try to write some magic words down on her next mortgage payment that'll just make the mortgage company say, oh, crap, she figured out the system. Well, we better wipe away her mortgage now.
Now, you know what there have been?
Or the Illuminati's going to get us.
There have been some stories on foreclosures lately where what happens is they go to the courthouse to try to take your house away, and you ask the lender, let me see the note, and they don't have it because it's been sold off in securities. It's been bundled up, and nobody has it. And these people end up winning and getting their house.
That makes a heck of a lot more sense. And you know,
she's saying your name's in all caps, so it's not really you, and the fiat money isn't really real. So all you have to do is use your mystery account that the government has set up for you with billions of dollars in it that's set up under your name, and you use that to write off a cancellation notice or something like that. It's basically this mystery thing.
They're trying to expose fraud because they're saying when I took out this loan, it really wasn't a loan. You weren't lending me anything. I was basically creating money myself and creating this note that I have to pay you now that I just created out of thin air. That's essentially what the argument I've always heard.
That is what, that's my understanding of it as well.
Yeah, which would, if that's true, it would be fraudulent. But the problem is, of course, some of these things may have some credence, but it just depends on which judge you get. And I just don't, at this point in our declining republic, I just don't have a lot of faith that the legal system will do the right thing, even if it is the right thing.
And also the even if a bank, and I think that there's lots of valid reasons for not wanting, you know, for not paying one's mortgage or getting out of the arrangement or whatever, but this particular arrangement doesn't make any sense to me because the bank is still, even though it gets the money from the Federal Reserve, which is created out of thin air, then they then become responsible to the Federal Reserve for that for that loan. So even if they didn't have the loan in assets, They now need to essentially, it's a liability. Now, one can make the argument that, banks that accepted the bailout, before you had your loan, well, hey, whoa, that's my tax money there, and I'm going to back out of my mortgage as a result because the bank didn't, the bank nor the government asked me whether or not they could do a bailout.
Right, she's not talking about backing out of a mortgage, she's talking about getting the rest of it paid down for free, getting it waived, basically, and getting her house free, which is a bunch of nonsense to think that's going to work. I look forward to seeing the story of somebody actually having success with it. I'll probably never see that day. Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
On your feet!
I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. varadio.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free, so enjoy those on us. The features including live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free. You also have updates. You can get it all free at freetalklive.com. Do you enjoy making your own tools, doing your own repairs, and constructing things out of salvaged materials? If so, join James Ballou at PaladinPodcast.com to learn what's in his new survival book, Makeshift workshop skills for survival and self-reliance. Browse more than 800 other books and videos at paladinpress.com on topics like survival, firearms, martial arts, and more. Remember, paladinpress.com. All right, we continue here. We will go to your calls about anything, starting with James in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, James?
Yeah, I just want to ask, how was the country of the United States founded?
Well, I think some old guys, old white dudes, sat around in a room and wrote some stuff down on a piece of paper.
With white wigs on.
Yeah.
How did they get here?
How did they
where did they come from?
Boats. They came from the UK, most of them.
It wasn't the UK then, it was England.
Great Britain, England, whatever.
Certainly some Dutch people involved.
That island.
A certain amount of French people.
Yeah.
The French.
You're telling me that the British Crown didn't want them to use the system?
Well, I'm sure the British Crown did want them to use the system. I'm sure that they would have preferred had they just, you know, continued to bow down and pay whatever taxes King George wanted them to pay, the whole 1% tax on tea or whatever it was that they were so outraged about. Yeah, I'm sure they were quite admonished for trying to do their own thing.
Yeah, that's what gets me when people try to say use the system. I mean, how was this country founded? I don't think this country was founded by using the system.
Well observed, sir. Any other thoughts tonight?
Yeah, I just think, what happened to the USSR in 1991?
They broke up.
Yep, and, you know, it happened really just overnight. People didn't even know that it was going to happen, and poof, the government's gone.
A critical mass of people stopped listening to the idiots on TV and the stupid politicians. They just stopped listening to them, they stopped obeying them, and then it collapsed. And that's right. And that's the best alternative you have. If you start rioting, if you start being violent, that's what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't participate and ignore the idiots, and then you'll get the change you want.
Yep. Thanks for the call tonight, James. Right. Good hearing from
right,
you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, that's what really needs to happen is the American people need to stop granting the government, the U.S. government, so much of legitimacy. They need to start seeing them for what they are, and that is they are a band of brigands. They are a gang writ large. The government is nothing more than the mafia.
Real large.
Yeah, that flies flags in front of its offices. So start to come to the conclusion about what government really is, and that is an agency with a violent monopoly over coercive force. Start coming to those conclusions and then take the next step and stop obeying them. Because that's the biggest and most important step. And you were talking about it earlier tonight, Mark, how people are afraid. They're frightened to death of what the federal government might do to them. They don't do it to most people that drop out from their system. Only now and then will they go after people. They'll do it in a very high-profile way, like, you know, Willie Nelson or Wesley Snipes or something like that. But for the most part, most people that drop out, say, of paying IRS taxes are left unmolested, at least for several years, and then they are threatened.
They say, and I it's difficult to find these numbers, but a lot of the numbers that I have found do support this, that 60 million people that are working don't pay taxes in America.
I think that's a good thing.
We're not talking about people that are, you know, too old or too young or, you know, work at home as housewives. We're talking about just people that are working that don't pay taxes.
I don't know if it's true either, but what I would like to see happen is a portion of those folks step out and say, yeah, I'm one of them, instead of just kind of hiding and not paying and just avoiding any sort of knowledge of having their friends know this kind of thing, their family members know it. Put it on your sleeve and tell people proudly that you will not support violence, that you will not support the killing of people around the world, that you will not support the imprisoning of your friends and your family members in this insane war on drugs, and you are not going to continue supporting and condoning what the federal government does, regardless of who happens to be sitting in the White House at the time. Make it clear that it's not a partisan issue. Make it clear that you're not doing this just because it's Barack Obama, that you would have done it back if it was George W. Bush. It's just that you hadn't come to that conclusion yet at that point. So Americans need to get over their fear and get together and start disobeying. Now, of course, that's where I think the Free State Project comes in, to help people with that, getting over that hump. And it's a very big hump of fear. If you've got people that are backing you up,
I admit I'm scared. I'm not prepared to go to prison right now.
If you've got like-minded people that are behind you that are going to not only do what you're doing, but also support you if they decide to target you to go after, to hold you up as the example. You'll have people at least backing you up. You'll have people that are going to come to the court trials, that are going to protest, that are going to send you mail
donate
jail.
Money to help with your legal campaign. They do all kinds of that stuff here.
But it's good to have those people in a close regional proximity to you, and that's one of the real perks, I think, being here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, is there already are hundreds of liberty-minded people here, and there are more that are coming every single month, more every single year, and it's only going to get better and better. And then finally, as our ranks continue to grow, more people will feel comfortable enough to step out and to start disobeying and make it obvious, and then invite others to come along with them. I never would have put my head above the sand like I have today, living down in Florida from where I come. I never would have done it back then because I just didn't have the backup. I didn't have that support structure that makes me feel a lot more comfortable with living like a free person. And I hope that others will join us. FreeStateProject.org is their website. As we continue with your calls, Doug is in Minnesota on the Amp Line. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I thought Amp Line people came first.
You thought wrong. Have you heard that? Had you heard that somewhere?
We've never made that claim.
For the perk. So never mind. No big deal.
The perk is you've got a phone line you can call in on.
Oh, all right. Hey, just quickly, suggesting Mark's point of agorism, I used to bank with a, or quote-unquote bank, because that's a legal term, with an agorist guy. For 20 years, he was in business. I banked in gold and divisions of gold, and he finally got taken down by the Fed for the crime of warehouse banking, which is made up.
Was this the guy you knew, Wayne, out on the West Coast?
Yes, Hargis.
Yes, Anthony Hargis and Company.
Yeah.
Lived out there, and I used to go to his office, and he had an office, and he had clerks, and he had bookkeepers, and he was a great business. He was there for 20 years.
I knew people who banked with him, yeah.
Yep, and I am part of his case a little bit, anyway.
So yep. Wait, when did he get busted?
4 years ago.
So they came into his warehouse bank, and they took all his gold?
Took all the gold, seized all his accounts.
How much did you lose?
How much? I lost $2,500.
Gosh.
Yeah, kind of sucked.
$2,500 worth of gold?
I'll call back later.
Wait, what? You got to go?
I got a volleyball game. I got to run.
Oh, darn, this was just getting interesting. Thanks for the call, Doug. 800-259-9231. So that's what happened to an agorist that actually took the time and the effort and the money and did what it is that most of the agorists only talk about doing. And he got a raid for his efforts. And all of his money stolen. More
and
away.
Everyone else.
Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Before we continue here, Wayne, we were just talking with Doug in Minnesota, and he brought up a warehouse bank. We had earlier discussed the idea of agorism, and that is essentially operating businesses in the black and gray market, or the underground economy, essentially, without going and begging permission from the state in order to run one's business to offer a product or service to the marketplace. And you apparently knew the same guy that Doug was banking with, his name Anthony Hargis. And I found a story here from Quatluz.com where alleged tax scam promoter sent to jail. The Justice Department announced, this is from back in 2004, that the federal judge in Santa Ana has ordered Anthony Hargis of Fountain Valley, California, to be jailed indefinitely for failing to give records of his business. Now,
indefinitely.
You had said he hadn't gone to jail.
Well, he got out a long time ago. Yeah, I remember hearing about it.
How did he get out?
They originally released him when they found out where the records were, and they did obtain the records from the company. But it was a so-called warehouse bank where they dealt in gold and sometimes silver. And I had a few friends who actually banked with him, and they actually had a bill paying service, so you could pay your phone bill and you could pay everything, and they would do it for you. Mm-hmm. For example,
so they'd take some silver out of your account and transfer that into cash,
and you could open up an account in either FRNs or grams of gold. You could do an F or a G account, I remember what they called it. And
FRN stands for Federal Reserve Notes.
Yes. And so I had a few friends who banked with them, and I used to sometimes tag along and go down there with them And I found it really interesting. I met Anthony a few times and spoke with him and tried to see what he was all about. And
so did he seem like a stand-up guy, like an honest dude?
Oh, yeah. He was in business over 20 years.
So this isn't because he ripped off his customers or anything like this. This is because he threatened the government. I mean, his business, the existence of this bank, essentially was a threat to the status quo, a threat to the establishment.
Imagine what it would be like if you were running a bank nearby this guy, and he kept his assets on site in real value, but you didn't, your bank didn't have assets on site, maybe a tiny fraction of the amount of the deposits, and what you were dealing with were Federal Reserve notes, which are backed by nothing. It seems like a no-brainer, and I'm sure that some banks found it very intimidating that they figured people would catch on.
Well, allegedly, some people at the time said that they were doing it to hide money from a spouse or
hide income, assets, and identities from the IRS, claims this article.
Yes, and sometimes they were doing it to hide it from the taxman, I suppose, too. But it was mainly just the desire for really real privacy, like you get in a Swiss account, which he offered and did so for over 20 years. Hmm. Now, there was a time around the early 90s, I remember hearing, that he was raided, and they ended up giving everything back. So I guess.
So wait, he was raided and the cops earlier. Gave him everything back?
Well, no, I think the feds had raided him in the early 90s or the late 80s, and they had ended up giving everything back. He had some attorneys file a lawsuit, and at the time, maybe the legal structure was such where there were enough rights left where that he was able to reverse it. But in 2004, evidently, they kebabbed him good.
In court in December 2003, ordered Hargis to turn records over. Then after a hearing, he was found in contempt of court for failing to do so. So we've seen on this show how it is that these government courts have this power, this magical power of contempt that doesn't exist in any law. It's just a supposedly inherent power within the court system. This judge says, "Give me this document." And the guy says, "No." And so he goes to jail for that.
Well, I thought he had the right to remain silent.
Apparently, that doesn't include the right to not turn over your documents.
Yeah. I mean,
So he went to jail for that.
He was in jail for several months, if I remember correctly. I remember hearing. And then finally, I guess they obtained the records from somebody who worked for him, maybe, and turned them over, or they raided a few houses. I don't remember. It's been a while. But eventually, he's out now, and I guess he's still writing for a few websites, but
Strike the Root, I think he writes there occasionally. The rest of the story here is from assistant attorney. This is basically a press release from the state. Assistant attorney Genital says for the Justice Department's tax division that failure to comply with court orders enforcing IRS summonses is a serious matter. Imposing strong sanctions on those who violate court orders ensures that the rule of law is upheld. In a related civil injunction in that same court, the Justice Department sued Mr. Hargis in the prior week, alleging in court papers...
They just said that the rule of law is upheld, but the man has the right to the Fifth Amendment, and that means he doesn't have to turn over anything.
To self-incriminate?
Right. He doesn't have to turn over anything. But the judge wants to see it to see whether or not he is self-incriminating. And I believe that that's where the problem lies in the first place. I'm supposed to trust this federal judge, the guy who works for the organization that is prosecuting me, the U.S. government?
He'll be impartial, Mark. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
They sued him, alleging in court papers that Hargis's warehouse bank accepts funds from some 253 customers, then places the commingled funds in 9 commercial bank accounts held in his name or the names of his associates. Hargis then allegedly uses the commercial bank accounts to write checks to pay customers' bills. The commercial bank accounts are allegedly held in Hargis's and his associates' names, making it difficult for the authorities to trace the income, assets, expenditures, and identity of the customers. And you know that they get so upset when they can't gather information on you.
They do love their information.
The complaint alleges that Hargis's customers located throughout the United States, but primarily in California, owe an estimated $24 million in federal taxes.
Well, how did they come to that figure?
I don't know. I just made it up. So that's an example of what will happen if somebody goes ahead and puts all their eggs in one basket and does the agorism thing and opens up a warehouse bank. My question is, how can this be avoided? How is it? Because we also saw a similar situation with the Liberty Dollar folks. We've had Bernard von Nothaus, the founder of the Liberty Dollar, on this show a few times in the past. Probably past due having him on again, especially since what happened recently. I don't know. I think we might have mentioned it on the air. I don't recall. But basically, he was arrested finally. So they had raided the Liberty Dollar in November of 2007, which is a alternative currency. It's not trying to imitate the U.S. currency, the Federal Reserve notes. It's trying to supplant them by offering something better as an alternative, real value-backed, silver and gold-backed currency, actual notes and the physical metals that you could actually have, you could hold in your hand. It's a great product. I've always been a fan of the Liberty Dollar. And then they went and they stole my money. I mean, Doug was talking about how he lost $2,500. I lost hundreds of dollars in the Liberty Dollar certificates that I had when the federal government came in and they stole millions of dollars worth of the Liberty Dollar's gold and silver and bronze and all of the precious metals that they had, some platinum as well. They stole millions of dollars worth, and they still have it. Now, Bernard von Nothaus has sued the federal government in a class action suit to try to get that money returned to the rightful owner.
Some of which are us
and our listeners. Many of our listeners are holders of those notes and those warehouse receipts, I guess is more accurate. But when will that come through? Is it going to be another decade and a half before the money is finally returned? Will the federal government still exist then? What if the federal government crashes and burns? Are they ever going to give the money back? Of course they won't. I don't ever expect to see my silver ever again, but it sure would be nice if it came back. In the meantime, they've arrested Bernard von Nothaus. This is the most recent development. He and three of his employees at the Liberty Dollar have been arrested, and so they're trying to crack down ever harder. Now, Bernard is taking a pretty positive approach to this. He's saying this arrest gives him the opportunity to finally challenge some more of these laws, this oppression. He's going to take this all the way, and I wish him the best of luck. But it brings me back to my question, and maybe you have an answer, or you as a listener have an answer. What is it that somebody who has the capital to start up some sort of alternative currency or alternative bank, one of these things that we've seen the federal government has no problem just coming in and raiding these locations and just stealing their assets, what could be done to protect those assets? How could you open up a bank that was in some way decentralized, where the location of the money was secret and somehow protected from the feds? Is it even possible? It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling. How to conceal your stash. And I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the show. Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it at Amazon. They've got dozens of categories, even used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, go used, and we'll still benefit if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls about what you want, it's Taryn in Georgia. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First, I wanted to say... I'm wondering when you guys are going to do a Pam-Paula debate and get them on at the same time.
That would be fun.
That would be excellent.
That would be like a Trekkie conference convention or something.
Just let them go. And secondly, I wanted to talk about these black and gray markets because something I'm kind of new to this world. I didn't know about it, but I was trying to earn some extra money by selling off some stuff. And as far as I also sell some jewelry and stuff, and I went to a huge flea market near my house here.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that these have been running for years and years, and it's completely black and gray markets. I mean,
well, what evidence do you have that would make you say that?
Because I've got to know the vendors, and everything's in cash. People trade all sorts of stuff, not just... like, there was a guy coming through trading pocket knives the other day for, you know, whatever you had at your booth. And what amazes me is how established...
Taryn, would those pocket knives have been illegal?
They could have been. I don't know.
Okay. That doesn't mean that's not agorist.
I didn't ask any questions.
If you're doing barter, I think that that's an agorist thing.
Okay, I think you're right about that.
But what I'm saying is these things are already established because we have a pretty high Latino community here, and I didn't know anything about this. But they actually have, like, a little town set up in the flea market. They have a barber there. They have, you know, a place where you can go and make phone calls to Mexico. You got another place that's, you know, like a little medical stop, and it's in the flea market. Like, these booths, people are selling food. They're selling tools. They're selling – and it's amazing that I had no idea this was already so established and already off the grid.
That's
so I don't think it would be that hard if you could find something like that in New Hampshire to plug into.
Here's my concern. Having had a little bit of experience with flea markets, and I'm sure somebody that has had more experience than I can call in and really set us straight on this. But when I remember being down in Florida and running a table for the Libertarian Party back then at a flea market, that was one of the things that I set up and I did. We were doing some, I think, petitioning or something like that, so reaching out to voters. But obviously we're surrounded by the flea market businesses and get to kind of be somewhat immersed in the flea market culture as a result of being there. And there are
flea market culture.
There are
it really is
agents. There are state agents whose job it is to go to flea markets and catch people who are operating without the proper paperwork and without collecting taxes. Now, of course, here in New Hampshire, perhaps there are no such agents because there is no sales tax. I don't know what level of enforcement there is here in New Hampshire. That I would be interested in learning from some people who might have experience in a state where there is no sales tax and working in a flea market. But if a state agent comes to a flea market operator and demands that they see paperwork to show that, you know, they're collecting taxes from their customers or they buy something they aren't charging tax, then they could be busted for that. So to say that the flea market is a completely off the grid black/gray market underground economy thing is not entirely accurate. There is a significant level of enforcement operations that goes on against those against flea market operators, from my understanding.
I've never seen that, but I'm sure that probably somewhere in the country there's bureaucrats that go crazy over it. But
you could probably get away with
let alone
you could probably
you don't
get away
even need
with
a business license or anything.
You don't need a business license, you're right, to operate a flea market table. And you could probably get away with operating it for a little while. I don't know if they're there every single week investigating every single business. Obviously, knowing government bureaucrats, that's probably not the case. But there is a chance that you could be caught up in an undercover sting operation looking for people that aren't charging the sales tax. That's what I'm telling you. I don't think that you need a business license. You're absolutely right about that. The flea market is not going to look at that information. They just want to see if you've got the $20 for the table or the, you know, the $40 for the covered booth. So,
and again, I mean, have fun trying to prove what I've sold and what I haven't. You know,
well, that's just
I mean,
it.
How do they know anything?
They're not going to know anything. But if they come up and they essentially buy something from you and you don't charge sales tax, then they've got a case against you right there.
Huh. Hey man, that's included in the price. You know,
they are going to want to see your filings. They're going to want to see that you've been sending paperwork into the state and that you've got a registered business. All I'm telling you is don't expect that you can set up a flea market booth and go completely unmolested from the state. Remember, the state doesn't like it when money changes hands without their approval, without them getting a cut. And so they target, and they love to target poor people too, and it's not the rich that are operating flea market booths for the most part. So it's very highly likely that you will be accosted by state agents the longer you run a flea market booth. That's what I'm saying. And I'd love
what
to hear from somebody that has more experience.
Where you get a group of people you trust and do a swap meet every month.
Well, then you're talking about a private, some sort of private organization or private club. That would be very difficult for the state to infiltrate. But if it's a private club, then you're not going to be very successful at reaching beyond the borders of your membership.
That's true.
I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not saying don't give it a shot. But just expect that if you're in a place where there is a sales tax, you might have some opposition from state agents. Taryn, any other thoughts?
No, I was just curious if anyone, I was hoping someone up there would pick up the ball with that idea and get something going before I arrive.
To get a flea market going? Or
some sort of, yeah, or a swap meet. You know, if there's, you know, say you get 3,000 or 4,000 porks living there, then that's a pretty significant swap meet once a month.
It's an interesting idea. I don't know how that would work exactly. You'd, what, get people together and set up 8x3 tables and they just
do it privately?
Things?
Yeah.
You know, there's I know that there's in Grafton they have plenty of property where they could do something like that on a regular basis, at least on a monthly basis.
Well, right now we do have the Free Keen Forum. There's a Free Keen Free Market area where people have offered things that they've been trying to sell and give away, and I think that has worked to some extent, and it doesn't require everyone get together at the same location at the same time.
Yeah, it would seem like virtual would be better if you can get it really up and rolling.
Hey, thanks, Taryn, for the call tonight.
Hey,
I appreciate
no problem.
Hearing from you. I hope somebody out there is listening tonight, or maybe you can call in later in the week if they're listening via podcast. who has experience, who has worked at a flea market for an extended period of time. As I said, I've only done it for a few weeks. It was nothing extended for me, and I heard the rumors about the cops coming around, not cops, but state tax agents, basically,
those
coming
Florida,
around to the
right?
tables. That was down in Florida.
And they have a sales tax there.
They do.
We don't have one here. And by the way, I did send you two gentlemen a story today about how in Los Angeles there's a fellow going around, and he's showing how, on video, how a lot of the small storekeepers now, the grocery stores, are accepting silver for groceries.
I like that.
They're weighing it. They have testing equipment so they can see what the density, if they're 40% silver coins, 90% silver coins, and then they...
I always wondered about that. How, because I love the idea of shifting over to a value-backed currency or actual silver as far as doing transactions, but I'd always been concerned about, well, sure, it says 0.999 fine on it, but how the hell do you really know? What is it? What kind of tools do they have that can?
They have an instrument, I guess, that tests the resistance, the electrical resistance through the metal, so they can so they can actually see what the purity is, because silver is more conductive than other metals are.
Mm-hmm.
So they by the conductivity, they can tell what the purity is.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know that they buy the silver is in demand for industrial purposes, and really that's the reason is because it's very conductive. It's my understanding gold is a little more conductive, but extremely
much more expensive,
cost prohibitive. Yeah.
But evidently they have the equipment. But actually, the video I sent you to, if you want to post it on the BBS, it shows the fellow in the store actually going through the whole process of weighing out like $20 worth of groceries with the junk silver coins that he pays with.
Junk silver? That's cut?
Yeah, no. Junk silver are bags of old coins that are all worn out, but they're still the 90% or 40% silver coins from the 60s and earlier, before they went to all the crummy metals they use now.
They don't have any numismatic value is really what the idea is.
Yeah, they're just for their weight,
so
in other words.
When we talk about the idea of transitioning to alternative currencies and value-backed, and what it would be like to have two different prices on the shelf. Do they have that where you can still pay in cash, or are they only accepting silver?
No, you can do either. You can pay in FRNs, or you can pay in silver or gold in this particular store, one of the ones he showed.
It sounds on its face to be very complicated. That, oh my gosh, now you've got to take cash and you've got to take silver. Where do you store all of it? I mean, you've only got one drawer. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with the silver and the purity and all that? And so what you're saying is these small mom-and-pop stores are doing it. It's not that hard, obviously.
This isn't a big grocery store where you've got people necessarily lined up. I mean, you know, some of these small grocery stores, there's plenty of time to do a transaction with a customer, and you've got mom and pop there, so they can take two people at once. I think it's very doable. I think it's doable.
All right, more on the way here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. Hour 3 is coming up, and this is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.